Good afternoon, South Florida and the world. Hey, this is Candy G, and this is Nothing But Good News Radio. And in this age of sound bites, providing good news is what we're here to do. It's interesting. I got a little bit of technical difficulties going on here with me in the studio. So if you'll hold on for me for just a second, this is Candy G, and I am going to tell you exactly what Nothing But Good News is about. But what we're here to do is our intention is to provide real tools for change and to bring you programming that will satisfy the increasing demand for integrity, honesty, and impassioned living. And I'll tell you, I've created a lot of resources to be able to bring you those things that I've discovered about life that truly, truly, truly work. I know I'm having a little bit of a rough start here today because I've got some technical difficulties, but I'm excited about what we've got going on today, and I can't wait to share our guest. But before I share our guest, what I'd like to do is I would like to share with you our G-Note. Well, what is a G-Note? It is a daily gift to guide you to greatness that I drop in your email box every single morning. Today's G-Note that was delivered to your email box, if you're on the G-Note list, says, "Dear friend, create a strong sense of vision and values and watch your own miracles unfold." And it is so true. There is dynamic power in a vision and then having real values behind that vision. And we're going to have somebody with us today that's going to talk a lot about vision and mindset and some extraordinary things to help you break through to that place that you want to break through to. I'm very happy to have with me today Lisa Jimenez. And she's helped thousands of top salespeople shatter their self-limiting beliefs and finally get the breakthrough success they want. When it comes to personal productivity and creating unstoppable momentum, there's no one better for your salespeople than Lisa. Her fast-paced, powerful programs come directly from her real-life experience of building a successful direct sales business of her own. And because of this experience, your people will identify with Lisa's personal stories and get the message. And I want you to get the message right here today on Nothing But Good News Radio. Lisa, thank you to Nothing But Good News.
Hello, thank you for having me.
I'm so happy to have you here. A little bit of trouble here with some of my equipment, but we're all good now. We're all good. Yeah, you know what happens. That's why we love live radio. Hey, but listen, Lisa, tell the listening audience a little bit about your background.
Absolutely. Well, I was a school teacher. That's my profession from trade. Right out of college, I got a second grade teaching job, and I was a school teacher for about 8 years, and then found a direct sales company that recruited me in called Mary Kay Cosmetics International, and I actually built a very large organization with that company for the following up to 10 years with them, and loved so much the element of coaching and training and developing other people that I decided to go nationwide, even international, in a coaching business. Now, this was before coaching even existed, so this was 17 years ago. Then I actually built up that business that I retired from my direct sales company and went full-time into network marketing in the training and coaching business 17 years ago.
Well, you know, that's pretty exciting. And some of the things that you talk about, which I think a lot of folks would be interested in, is that you talk about revealing the hidden messages that are the most common fears of all salespeople. Now, when you talk about salespeople, are you talking about just direct marketing, multi-level marketing? Are you talking about anyone that's in sales? And can you share some of those hidden fears?
Sure. It is anyone in sales. And really, we are all in sales. So this is just anyone walking the planet that's not living their full potential. And, you know, everyone knows it. Everyone knows when they're walking their path if they are living their full potential or if they are not. They know it. They have a gut instinct. They have a feeling. Because if you're listening to my voice and you know there's something inside you waiting to get out, there's something more for you to experience, to share, to contribute, to again, self-express, and I'm talking about you. And usually it's fear, Candy G, that keeps us, each one of us, from really living to our full potential and creating extraordinary experiences and life for ourselves.
And, you know, I know so much that what you're talking about is the truth. And tell me what some of those hidden fears are. What are some of those fears that keep people from moving forward?
Well, there's only three basic fears. There's three core fears, but then there's a lot of cousins. Like the cousins of these three that I'm just going to tell you in a sec are things like worry, responsibility. There are some people that fear responsibility. In fact, that was one of mine, believe it or not. Like the fear of letting people down. I had that fear when I was building my direct sales company and even my coaching company. I was like, oh, what if I let them down? So there's a fear of responsibility that a lot of people have, myself included. But that's a cousin to these three core fears. And here they are. Core fear number one is the fear of failure. Every human being has a fear of failure, and it's actually normal to have this fear. It's just a part of being human. And then the second core fear is the fear of rejection. Every human being has that fear of being rejected until we overcome it or manage it. But just notice, it's normal. And then the third and most profound is the fear of success. The fear of really letting ourselves live big and live large. It's the fear of success that kept me from really going to the next level 17 years ago when I just started my speaking and coaching and authorship business, and I'm sitting around a boardroom table in Bermuda, and my coach, Randy Gage, looks at me and says, oh, Lisa, it's your turn to have a mastermind, and here's some strategies for you, and he's giving me some ideas on what I can do to build my speaking, coaching, and authorship business. And every idea he'd come up with, I would say, oh, that's a great idea, but you know what, Randy? Let me get the kids in school. Remember, this is 17 years ago. As soon as my kids start school, then watch me go. And he would say, okay. And he gave me another idea, marketing idea, strategic plan for how to grow my business. And I would say, oh, that sounds great, Randy, but you know what? Let me finish my doctorate degree. Yeah, as soon as I'm more educated, as soon as I complete my doctorate degree, then watch me go. Then I'll give that a try. So it was always these excuses coming up, but really they were valid. I mean, I really believed that. I really believed I needed more education before I could go to the next level. And a lot of you listening today, you may be in a new idea, starting a new business or evolving yourself in the next level of your business. And that limitation could come for you, which is the fear of failure, the fear of success, or the fear of rejection. And how it shows itself is, oh, but I got to read the training manual one more time. Oh, I have to just read one more book. Yeah, let me listen to that CD just one more time, and then I'll pick up the phone and begin my prospecting.
It's kind of like, I'm not ready, I'm not ready, I'm not ready. You know, I really want to. This fear of success is something I'd really like to dissect a little bit. When we come back from this commercial break, hey, you hear that music? That means we're going to dip off for 2 minutes. You're listening to Nothing But Good News Radio. This is Candy G with special guest Lisa Jimenez. You better stick around because this will be a power-packed hour.
Shipping small packages to family and friends in the Caribbean? AmeriJet has the right service for you. Small package shipping starts at just $35. Visit our website at www.amerijet.com or call us today at 1-800-927-6059. AmeriJet has the best all-cargo service for small and large shipments. You can choose from airport to airport service and door pickup at home or office. Call AmeriJet 1-800-927-6059 or visit our website at amerijet.com.
This is Chris Gloss from Atlanta, Georgia. Candy G's book, Now Boarding and Next Stop, Your Remarkable Life, has changed my entire life. From her book, I have begun the process of re-scripting my life for a better future. Her book has actually helped me put my life on a path towards everything that I have ever dreamed and hoped and prayed for. I say to you, Candy G books should be required reading for you. I have made a decision not just to read her book, but to study her book. I refuse to miss any of the treasures in her book. That's why I will study it and use every strategy and technique that she talks about, because to this point, it has made a tremendous difference. If you're ready to make a difference in your life, get the book now.
Hey, welcome back. This is Nothing But Good News Radio. And in this age of sound bites, providing good news, inspirational stories, and real tools for change are the primary intentions and the purpose for Nothing But Good News, New World Media. The principles are based on truth in media, which is the foundation for the magazine, the radio, the webinars, blogs, online presence, and in all of the work that I deliver. I'm dedicated to bringing high-quality information to the public. That's why we have our special guest, Lisa Jimenez, here today. And with Nothing But Good News Radio, we also publish a magazine called Nothing But Good News Magazine, which you can find on CandyG.com, K-A-N-D-E-E-G.com. And I will tell you, our next issue, which is jam-packed, is coming out tomorrow. So pay attention for those emails so you can get your copy, because it is quite the deal. You know, Lisa, before we went to commercial break, we were talking about this thing called fear of success. And you were showing how, you were talking about how it showed up for you. But can we dissect fear of success a little bit and talk about what exactly is it? Where does that piece come from?
Mm-hmm. There's two pieces that it comes from. And one is, we have to really get from psychology that every human being has three inborn fears. There are only three inborn fears of every baby, of every human being. And the three inborn fears, number one, the fear of falling. That's an inborn fear that we were born with to keep us safe, the fear of falling. Number two, the second inborn fear is the fear of abandonment, the fear of being left. That is an innate inborn fear to keep us safe. And the third inborn fear that each human being is born with is the fear of loud noises. So psychology shares and proves that that's the only three inborn fears. Well, I think that deals a lot with the fear of success. So the first element is, we need to look at, wow, so if we're born with these inborn fears, it is actually normal and natural for us to fear those things. It's just part of being human. And the fear of success falls right into those three, the fear of falling, the fear of abandonment, and I take the fear of loud noises as sudden change. And usually that's where success comes. It's suddenly you've been working and working and like pumping water from a well and really managing your steps and your actions, and then all of a sudden that water comes gushing out. And it feels like you're an overnight success. Well, we know there's no such thing as overnight success, but it feels like it because you've been working and pumping that action. Well, that's exactly like our inborn fear of falling, abandonment, and loud noises. So when Candy G said, we want you to get the message today, the main message I want you to hear today is that if you feel fear, it's normal. It's just part of being human. And all there is to do is learn how to manage that fear. And that's how you overcome it. You learn how to manage the fear. And that's what all successful people have done. We all have fear. Every successful person has just learned how to manage the fear. So that's the first message I really want all your listeners to really get today, to liberate yourself, that it is normal. There's nothing wrong with you. There's nothing wrong here when you feel or sense fear. It is normal. In fact, it is your green light to go, because it means you're up to something big. If you didn't feel or sense the fear, then you wouldn't be living, because just being human and living means you need to know how to manage fear.
You know, and on the tail end of... on the tail end of what you just said, I've had a lot of very successful, extraordinary folks on this radio show. I've been doing the show for about 8 years. I have hundreds of archive shows. But I've had some people that have done some amazing things, and one of my favorite questions for these folks that are so extraordinarily successful is, were you ever afraid? And I love hearing their stories about them lying in bed at 3 o'clock in the morning in absolute panic going, how am I going to get through tomorrow? But continuing to put one foot in front of the other until things began to get created and shape up and become what they could see them becoming. And to see that incredible vision start to come into life, come into view, crystallize, materialize. And it would help them keep putting one foot in front of the other.
Beautiful.
And so I love the fact that you talk about everybody has fear. Everybody's been afraid. I mean, I'll ask you, have you ever been afraid? I know your answer.
Yes, absolutely. And that's what I was sharing with you. The first step in overcoming the fear is realizing that it's normal, that everyone deals with this. There's nothing wrong with you. And that's what happened to me in Bermuda 17 years ago when Randy looked me straight in the eye and said, you are afraid of success. Wow, the truth sets you free. So when I finally admitted and created an awareness around this fear of success that I was choosing to maintain by ignoring it or hiding it, saying, oh, no, I don't have a fear of success, you know. But he's such a great coach and a great friend, Candy G, that he looked at me straight in the eye again and said, Lisa, you've got a fear of success. Let's bring it out in the open and let's deal with it. So that's my message today, that when you sense this fear and you're not sharing it with your coach or an upline or a trusted friend, counselor, therapist, then it is actually controlling you. It's normal, so all you have to do is learn to manage it. And then that's our next step. Step number two is to move through and in evaluating, bringing awareness around your paradigms and limiting beliefs. Because no wonder we have limiting beliefs and negative paradigms. We come from every human being having these three fears, the fear of falling, the fear of abandonment, and the fear of loud noises. So it just gets regenerated in our families and our communities and our planet until you and I, with our intellect, our discernment, and our spirituality called the seed of faith, just a seed, just a mustard seed. And that's what Candy G was just talking about, that vision, just believe in it just even a little bit, and that can move you up to the next day to complete that task. So that's what we need to do. That's the work there is to do for the rest of our lives, is to bring awareness around our paradigms and limiting beliefs, and then choosing at every moment that empowering belief. And retraining the brain around the paradigms that are set in our planet and even in the energies in this universe. And you and I can do that, and that's what's happening. And that's so exciting to me because I'm seeing it. I'm seeing it with my children, your children. This next generation is extraordinary. I dropped my son up at Savannah College Art and Design just over the weekend and got to meet a lot of his friends, colleagues, and other students. This generation, it's exciting to see this generation and who they are and how they get that they have a choice in their beliefs. They have a choice in the paradigms that they were inherited or given, that they can transform. They really believe that they can retrain the brain and create whatever they want. Because who are we really? We are not our circumstances. We're not even our beliefs. We're not even our thoughts. We're not our experiences. We are not our successes or failures. Who you are, my friend, is infinite possibility. At the core of who you are is spirit. You are not your circumstances. You are not your failures. You are not even your successes. So who are you if you aren't those tangible things? You are pure possibility. You are infinite possibility. You are creator. So standing on the premise and the foundation that who you are is infinite possibility and creator, what do you choose at this moment? What do you choose to create? What belief do you choose to create and adopt? What paradigm do you choose to reflect on, create, and adopt? And what does it mean to adopt something? Well, we know what it means to adopt a child. You bring it to your family as your own. And you know what? That's so liberating. You can actually retrain the brain and completely transform the paradigms and limiting beliefs that used to exist, or even do exist even at this moment in your thought process or in your history or in your culture or in your family. And the key to doing that is don't judge it. It's just what's so. become like a scientist and watch yourself as you do things and as your beliefs are shouting out in your behaviors and you notice things. And then you can make a new choice, because who you are is infinite possibility, creator.
So those folks that are listening and they're saying, I'm on my way to creating what I want, but I don't have any fear. I don't have this fear of success. Call it denial. Let's say for these folks, what are some of the things that someone might manifest that could tell them, hey, look at this, because this might be one of those limiting fears?
Okay, the key to that is just the behavior. Your behaviors are shouting hidden message to you of a hidden fear or a limiting belief. So look at your behaviors. And when you can stand in full integrity that your word is your word and you do what you say you will do, then you have what we call in the spiritual realm and in quantum physics, you're clear. You're clear. And that's where we're getting, well, that's where you want to be. Because when you are clear and you create clarity in your integrity, your word is your word, wow, you can create it. And you could say, you know, book, and a book would come out of your mouth. Like, your word is integrity. Because how did God create our universe? If you believe in creation, he spoke it into existence. So where are you at with your word? So look at your behaviors and look at your words, your language. And that gives hidden clues of where some limitations may be, some hidden fears may be.
Right, and I think some of those things might be for folks that do have a fear of success. Might be one behavior, for example, might be procrastination, not getting started, not taking that project that they need to do and just not getting it moving. I think procrastination is a big one. Are you hearing that music? Here we go. We're up on our next commercial break. Loving this conversation with Lisa Jimenez about hidden fears and how we can break through to the next place that we want to get to. Now, hold on. We're going to be right back in just 2 minutes.
Do you need to ship food, personal effects, or relief goods to your loved ones in Haiti? Call AmeriJet today at 1-800-927-6059 or visit our website at www.amerijet.com. AmeriJet offers schedule all cargo service to Haiti. There are no restrictions on weight or size. Track your shipment online and be ensured that your shipment will arrive in Haiti on the next available flight. Visit our website at www.amerijet.com or call us today at 1-800-927-6059.
Now boarding. Next stop, Your Remarkable Life. Hello, this is Les Brown. A Remarkable Life is available to all of us. And Candy G, internationally recognized speaker, life coach, and author, gives us the keys to release the imprisoned splendor, as Elizabeth Browning would say. Candy G is the message that she brings. She has a strong sense of purpose to change the planet and transform people's lives. Candy G and I have shared the stage throughout the United States and all the way to London. Everyone has been amazed with the strategic thinking and winning approach they have gained, not only from her speeches and seminars, but also from her celebrated life coaching program. Now Boarding brings forth a great deal from that program, tied in with Candy G's own life experiences and guaranteed to change your life. This book will enable you to live the life others only dream about. This has been Mrs. Mamie Brown's baby boy. Candy G, you've made us all proud.
Hey, welcome back to Nothing But Good News Radio. And this is your host, Candy G. And I told you that our next issue of Nothing But Good News Magazine will be out tomorrow. There's some extraordinary things in this issue, so I want you to really look for it. We have a great article on the Elusive Balancing Act by Jerry Zarnecki, who is a regular Nothing But Good News guest who does extraordinary, extraordinary work. We've got an interview with Dr. Letitia Wright, who is the producer of the upcoming movie The Journey, which is coming out in December, which I'm happy to say that I am a cast member. And then we've got another really special feature on the vision, the courage, and the tools to change, where you will have an opportunity to visit with Dave Bassett, president and founder of AmeriJet International, get inside the head of a successful CEO along with one of his top executives, along with our many, many, many great advertisers. So look for that coming out tomorrow. It will be in the G Notes, on Facebook, through Twitter, and it will be on the website by the end of the week. So make sure you get your copy of Nothing But Good News Radio. You know, Lisa, when you're talking about all these fears and shifting, creating awareness and shifting the paradigm, what are some tools, real tangible tools, that we can give folks today to begin to do some of that?
Mm-hmm. All right. So tool number one is to become a scientist of your life. That's bringing awareness to it. So let's talk about what I mean by that. I'm talking about being a scientist of your language, your thoughts, and your visions. Well, what is a scientist? A scientist, like let's say you and I are scientists. Candy G, we jump on the plane, we go to South America or South Africa, and we're noticing some tribes. And we see that they dance at 3 a.m. You know, you and I, would, as a scientist, would we would just what? We would log that in our journal. The tribe dances at 3 a.m. There's no judgment there. There's just awareness. There's just what's so. So the first step that you can do to liberate yourself, to bring naturally, because who you are is creator, so naturally tapping into your own innate powers of creation, intention, possibility, is to be a scientist of your life, so that at every moment you bring an awareness to that moment and just notice. So when you, when your thought is something negative, like you're in traffic and you're starting to feel tense, you say, huh, interesting, I notice I'm feeling tense. What can I choose at this moment? And you bring in awareness. There's so much power in that, because then circumstance is not affecting you. You are in charge of the circumstance. So that's the thoughts. What about your language? What did you even say today? Right now it's 3:24 p.m. Eastern time. What have I said? What have you said in your language? The power of your creation, your voice, your words, language creates. What have you created even today? Have you created doubt? Have you created fear? Have you created success? Have you created possibility? Have you ushered in love with your language? When we become like a scientist and notice, so let's even do that right now. Just notice at this time today, what have you created with your words today? And just notice it. And then in this present moment, you have a choice. So you can use your words to create love, intention, possibility. It's just that we have so much power. Okay, here's a great example. I had a private coaching call with one of my clients today, and we were talking about her traveling, and her husband want to go to Japan, and her company is opening in Japan one day. And she said to me, you know, Lisa, I don't think they're going to open in 2011. And I said to her, if you create the intention that you and Glenn will be in Japan in 2011, and that's your language, that's the intention you create for you in your travels, you are actually moving the molecules, the energy in our planet, to create and cause the leaders of your organization to call in opening Japan for your company. That's the power we have, my friend. So where's your words? What level of language are you speaking, even today, in the realm of creation? Because your words create. And then the third space, the third realm that we can be a scientist around is our visions. Wow, you know, if you and I were going to the movies tonight and we walked into a movie and the movie was really bad, like it was really bad, you and I, Candy G, we would get up and leave, right? And then as we walk out to the parking lot, I'd look at you and I'd say, hey, let's go back in that movie. Maybe it's going to get better. See, we would never do that. But yet you and I, we do that every day when we choose to keep watching the same broken movie, the same mistake we made last week or last year or last decade, the same hurtful feelings we had at age 10, age 40, age 70, whatever happened. When we choose to watch that movie in our visions, in our minds, we are literally recreating it in the realms of our planet. So we have power here, and our power is to be a scientist, to bring awareness to every moment. What am I thinking? What am I speaking? What am I seeing? And then choosing the words that create power, love, possibility, and then choose thoughts that create power, love, possibility, and choose visions that usher in and call forth love, possibility, intention. So that's our first step, is to become a scientist with your language, your thoughts, and your visions.
And so what do you tell folks to do with this thing that we have in our world today that's called distraction? We have such massive distraction today with the world moving so quickly. How do you tell folks to manage distraction?
Mm-hmm. Have clarity of who you are and what you want. And so when you have a clarity of who you are, your self-view is so based on truth, the self-view that who you are is infinite possibility. Who you are is creator, and what you do matters, because what you do and think and create and vision makes a difference for your life and in the realm of the entire universe, everyone's life. So the first step is your self-view. What is your self-view? When you know who you are and you know whose you are, created by an infinite source, created by a creator who wants you to create, when you can get that your self-view is one of who you are and whose you are, is based on truth of infinite possibility, of manifesting miracles, and that is your nature, that is who you are. So the first step is your self-view. You will have very little distractions because who you are, you know who you are and you know whose you are. But then the other piece to that is clarity of desires. You know what you want, and it is aligned with your purpose. Did you know that the original text of Scripture, the original language, is the Aramaic language? And in the Aramaic language, the definition for desire is of the Father. Your desires are of the Father. What lights you up? What brings passion to your day, what you're just passionate about, what you would just do all day long because you love it so much, whatever that is, your desires, that was given to you. It means of the Father. It was given to you in your very DNA before you even were given birth. That was put into your very DNA. But our culture, our family, our even our religions have taught us not to honor those desires. So when we can transform that and honor our desires and our passions and let them, give ourselves permission to give birth to them, to experience them daily, whatever that, for me, this is my passion. I love coaching people. I love sharing spiritual truths. I love connecting people to themselves and their creator. This is who I am. And when I get to do this every day, and I live in intention, fulfilling my purpose, you know what that feels like? And some of you do. Candy G, I know you do. But let me tell
yes,
you, listeners,
I do.
Candy G and myself, we weren't always like this. We didn't give ourselves permission. I sabotaged myself more times than I can count. So I've been there. I know what that's like, not giving yourself permission. But no one gives you permission but you. So right here in this time in our conversation today, are you going to just give yourself permission? Let's decide right now that you will give yourself permission. Permission to be happy. Permission to follow your dream. Permission to live in intention and on purpose. Permission to evolve that purpose, that mission that you've been given, that's written in your soul. It's written in your very DNA, and you know what it is. Some of you on this call may be saying, oh, I don't know what it is. No, you know what it is. So as soon as you allow yourself to receive it and give yourself permission to experience it, wow, what would our planet look like? What would it look like if every single person listening to this call and who participates in Candy G's coaching would really take that on, to give yourself permission to honor your desires, to honor your purpose by living it out, enjoying it, and being self-expressed? I'll tell you what the planet would look like. It would be utopia. It would be balanced. It would be fun. It would be amazing. We would be manifesting miracles. And that's the planet. That's the vision that Candy G and I both are committed to. We believe in it. And you do too, or you wouldn't have attracted Candy G. And you did. You're on this call. So you've been called, and you've been called for just a time as this. So what about it? Will you give yourself permission to get connected to your purpose, your passions, and live it out to the fullest?
And we do know
today.
That we have people listening all over the world. This radio show, it is not only here in South Florida, but we have documented over 125 countries where folks listen to it through the Internet. And so there are people that are listening and are going to listen to your call to action today, Lisa, that says, you know, what is it that you want to do? But I will tell you, sometimes I think there is really a piece of helping folks, giving permission, but then helping folks truly to uncover what that desire nature is. How many times have you had a coaching client that you've sat with and you've said, okay, what is it that you want to create? And they say, I don't know. How many times has that happened for you?
Yeah, and that's a Mark Twain quote. Mark Twain says, people can have whatever they want, but the problem is they don't know what they want. Yeah, so that's the work there is to do. There's something
exactly.
to do here. And the work there is to do is called discernment. It's taking the time for introspection. So our challenge for you is get up early tomorrow morning. You get up 90 minutes before anybody else in your household, and you give yourself that space to get present to what is your purpose. A good way to reflect on that is, what did you do as a kid for fun? Because remember, you don't go find your purpose. Your purpose wells up from your very being. It's written in your soul. It's inscripted in your very DNA. You just need to be quiet enough and create the space of introspection for it to well up inside you. It's been leaving clues. And then you choose an inspired action. Now remember those words, inspired action. Because when you choose to act on an inspired action, and you'll know what that inspired action is. So you'll get up tomorrow morning, 90 minutes before anyone else in your household. You'll create that space of introspection. You're quiet. You get present. The purpose begins to well up. You get present to it, and you will receive an inspired action. Your responsibility is to act on that inspired action and just watch what happens. Now, this happened to me 8 years ago. I knew I was up to the next level of my coaching career. So I went in the back of my house, sitting around my pool, and I would get up every single morning getting present to that purpose and allowing that time of introspection to allow that purpose to just come forth. And I received an inspired action that I was going to create mastermind retreats. And the first one was going to be in Paris, France. So what do you think I did? Well, I know boldness gets rewarded. And the more wild the inspired action, the more wild and fun and ridiculous and amazing the results. So I bought a ticket that day for 3 days. I jumped on an airplane. I went out to Paris, and I booked the entire mastermind retreat. I put $15,000 on my credit card without one client signed up. I didn't have a website. I didn't have a business card. But what did I have? I had desire. I knew that was what I was called to do, and I was obeying the inspired action, full out in faith. And guess what happened? Within 3 months of flying out to Paris, reserving all the hotel rooms, I had 9 hotel rooms reserved because I knew I was going to have 9 clients fly out to Paris with me for the first mastermind retreat. Within 3 months of that, I got a phone call from Liliette Perriere from South Africa. And she asked me, do you take international coaching clients? And I said, yes, I do. You're from Namibia, South Africa? And she said, oh, no, that's where I was born. Right now I'm living in, you guessed it, Paris. For the mastermind retreat that signed up, lived in Paris, France, spoke French, and I had 8 other participants sign up for that first retreat 8 years ago, and we have done 15 mastermind retreats throughout the last 8 years. To me, I am so grateful to my coach and mentors who gave me that homework assignment that I just gave you. Get up early tomorrow morning, spend 90 minutes in introspection. Let your purpose naturally well up. get present to that desire, get present to that mission, and then let inspired action come to you, and it will. And then you obey that inspired action and just watch what happens.
So what are some of the things, the conversations that will keep us away from uncovering that inspired action?
Well, let's talk about what will keep us on track for that inspired action.
Okay.
And that homework assignment will do it, because when you take that first step of inspired action, that grows your faith muscle. And faith is just a muscle. It needs to get worked out. So you'll see, wow, I obeyed that inspired action, and look what I got created. Look what happened. And then another inspired action will come. So you stay. See, this is where the power comes from, is a commitment to your purpose and your desire, honoring it. And how do you honor something? You give it energy. You give it time. You love it. So I'm asking you to fall in love with yourself. You fall in love with what's possible for you. You fall in love with your business. You fall in love with your contribution, your unique contribution in whatever business or career you've chosen. It's amazing. And that will keep you on track and create momentum. And momentum creates momentum, creates momentum. And until, just like pumping water from that well, one day, in an instant, that water begins gushing out of that valve. It's been rising the whole time. You just couldn't see it because it's under the ground. That's the same thing with results, my friend. So you stay focused by continuing to honor yourself, honor your desires. And again, love. Love is the most powerful force we have. So you fall in love with your purpose, your desire, your contribution. You fall in love even with the fear. Oh, there it is again. Oh, that's fear. Like, just let that power of love fall over you. And let that be your motivation to continue to stay on track and to stay in intention, because you honor your desires, you honor yourself, you honor your purpose.
But this question is going to wait until we come back from this commercial break. This is Nothing But Good News Radio. Candy G and Lisa Jimenez will be right back.
AmeriJet, your best choice for shipping personal and commercial goods to the Caribbean, Mexico, and Latin America. With daily all-cargo service to more destinations than any other carrier, AmeriJet provides the services you need. Visit our website at www.amerijet.com or call us today at 1-800-927-6059. All-cargo services to Trinidad, Barbados, Haiti, Dominican Republic, Mexico, Guyana, and Jamaica. 1-800-927-6059 or visit our website at amerijet.com.
Candy G is a sales coach, life skills coach, speaker, author, and personal motivator. A recognized leader in the motivational speaking industry, Candy G teaches universal, timeless principles and real-time action steps, revealing the secrets to true success, happiness, and personal prosperity. She shows others how to master their own lives. For more information on events with Candy G or available products and services, please contact 1-888-526-3334 or visit us online at www.candyg.com. Candy G is also available to customize programs for your corporation, group, or organization.
I just completed the most fabulous program that I ever had the opportunity to be a part of. I'd like to thank you, Candy, for all your help and your inspiration. A little down on myself, not knowing where I was going, but you have brought it out of me. You've given me the confidence to know that I can achieve anything that I set my mind to.
Hey, welcome back. It is Candy G with special guest Lisa Jimenez here on Nothing But Good News Radio. So, Lisa, let me ask you, do you ever get off track?
Oh, yes, I get off track. And that's why it's a discipline for me to get up every morning and have that time, that space of introspection, that space of focus, that space of creating love again. So it takes something. It takes something. And I put in those disciplines. In fact, I even have in my cell phone alarm at 12 noon every single day, an alarm goes off. And that's my call. That's my time that I go somewhere, whether it's, you know, in a bathroom, whether it's in my own office, and I go through a meditation state. And every day at 12 noon, and then every morning, I am allowing that time of introspection and getting present to my purpose, to my mission. And again, falling in love with it. Gosh, and you know what that creates? That kind of energy is powerful. It can overcome any objection. It maintains any level of success. But it takes something to put that in your day. And that's the work there is to do. That's what we're up to.
A real commitment. It takes a real commitment every single day.
Yes.
Exactly. And constant, consistent, relentless focus. And we go back to the beginning of the show where we first talked about the discovery piece. What is that piece? Discovering your own passion and your purpose. And we all have it. And all of the things that you've talked about, I know is so true, Lisa, because I've lived them in my own life. And I've lived that place of creating and being in the vision of what my life was meant to be, what I have been asked to do, that true desire nature. And it's extraordinary. It's absolutely extraordinary. I had a coaching client recently ask me, because I was talking to this person about the very same thing, about uncovering that desire nature that has been placed there and uncovering your passion and being able to focus on that, and telling her essentially the same things in different words. And what was interesting is she said to me, she says, what if we don't find my passion? I said, then you'd be the first one. You would... because we do. We all have it. It's all there. And being able to live a life that is so on purpose is extraordinary. And it's just as you said, it is as though miracles and magic just unfolds, and oftentimes quicker than you would imagine. You know, Lisa, I'd like to talk a little bit about your retreats. When's your next one, and what do your retreats entail?
Mm-hmm. Our next one is in Bali, Indonesia, March 10th through the 16th, 2011. And what they entail is it's total immersion. So I take my clients to these exotic cities, Bali, Indonesia, and for 6 full days, we mastermind. We have amazing creative experiences. We go on excursions. We have a space of meditation and intention building. We get present to the strategic plan that would create that vision. So it's a business retreat that's all based on rejuvenation, silence, creation, focus, love, fun, and total immersion in this kind of conversation. So can you imagine, we've been on the phone 45 minutes, can you imagine a conversation over 7 days like this, where you have no other need or no other desire to do anything else but just get taken care of? So it's a really powerful retreat that completely transforms a person's paradigms, beliefs, and direction in their life, because they are spending 6 full days in total immersion of what's possible for themselves, their contribution, and for the planet.
Why Bali? Uh-oh. Just curious, why Bali? Curious how you pick the places that you go to. This is our last commercial break before we go off the air. So stick with me, Lisa. We'll be right back, and you can answer that question for me.
AmeriJet is the only all-cargo carrier offering online shipping to more destinations throughout the Caribbean, Mexico, and Latin America. Visit our website at www.amerijet.com or call us today at 1-800-927-6059. Book and pay for all your shipments online and receive an instant discount. AmeriJet website provides free quotes and online tracking to all its customers. Call AmeriJet today at 1-800-927-6059 or visit our website at amerijet.com.
Hi, I'm Anne from Fort Lauderdale. Now, I'm no stranger to the self-help aisle in the bookstores, and there are so many fabulous motivational speakers out there, but somehow I have never been able to apply what they say to make my life as happy and successful as theirs. Until I read Now Boarding, Next Stop, Your Remarkable Life by Candy G. In this book, Candy G takes motivational speaking out of the theoretical right into the practical. Her step-by-step instructions on how to identify the blocks we have to our own success and happiness, followed by step-by-step instructions in her reclamation process, is like some kind of magic bullet aimed at creating the life that we desire and so richly deserve. Candy G is a remarkable woman who used these same tools to create a life overflowing with love and success. And now this remarkable method is available in her first book, Now Boarding, Next Stop, Your Remarkable Life. Don't hesitate to buy it and just watch magical things start happening in your life.
Hey, welcome back. This is Candy G and Nothing But Good News Radio. And, you know, Lisa, before we went to the break, I wanted to know, how is it that you pick the locations for your mastermind retreats?
Yeah, it is inspired action. So in this inspiration time that I have every morning, my meditation time and in the afternoon and even through the evening, I basically ask the Holy Spirit to bring me that picture, that vision. So we've been going to Sydney, Paris, Hawaii, Prague, Florence, Fiji, and then even Bangkok, and then Bali came to me. This was a year and a half ago, even before the Eat, Pray, Love book came out. And so Bali is just an amazing spiritual place. So we're going to create shamans that will do meditation for us, go on long bike rides and hiking, and be in that energy. And it's amazing. They have a national day of silence in their country the day before we arrive. So I can imagine the energy as we get off that plane to walk into a country that has been in silence for 24 hours before we arrive there. It will
that's
be a
pretty
powerful
extraordinary.
Thing.
Yeah, that's really...
Why don't you come? You can co-teach with me and co-create. We need to talk,
there you go.
Girl.
When are you going?
March 10th to the 16th, 2011.
I'll keep you posted.
Okay, good.
I'll keep you posted. Well, what's fascinating as you talk about this is that people do not understand the extraordinary value in silence. And silence is a magical thing, to be able to spend time with yourself in that real introspective peace. I don't do it with my corporate clients, but with my personal coaching clients, I always give them one night of silence. And we don't continue coaching until they have an entire evening in silence. And I'll set up the parameters for that evening of silence. And what happens when somebody finally does it, I always find an email the next morning that was usually written at 3 o'clock in the morning saying, I've had the most incredible breakthrough. All these wonderful things have happened. I know I'm supposed to do this, 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 and this, and this. And so this conversation about silence and meditation and self-introspection is, I'm a big advocate and a huge fan, because all of the answers, all of our wisdom, it all lives inside who we are. And so, all of the wisdom, all of the answers live inside ourselves. And what I tell my clients, it's not me, Candy G, you know, the guru or the super coach, but what it is I am here to help facilitate you finding yourself. That's it. That's where the real magic lives.
I love it. You're awesome, Candy G.
I'm right back at you, Lisa. I'm sitting here listening to you and not asking a lot of questions, because everything you're saying, I so know is just the truth. And I applaud you for the work that you do and the work you've been doing and continue to do. Tell the listening audience a little bit more about how they can find you, what you do when you're not traveling for someone that that doesn't want or can't at this point in time go to one of your mastermind retreats. How else can they find you?
Yeah, okay, great. Yeah, if you're ready for a mastermind retreat, then go to my website and check it out, and we'll have a phone conversation. And that's at www.rx-success.com. And if you're not ready for a mastermind retreat, a good entry-level program and product are the books. So I have Conquer Fear. I have Don't Mess with the Princess. I have Irresistible Leadership. These are phenomenal resources for you to invest in and read them, take notes, and listen to the audio programs. And again, that's at www.rx-success.com.
But don't just buy the book. You've got to buy it, take it home, read it, and apply the principles. It's not knowledge that's power. It is the use of knowledge that's power. And so it's so important to, get your hands on this good stuff, but use it is what I really want you to do.
Absolutely. It will really make a profound difference. So just having that book in your space, and then every morning when you're doing your meditations, read it 20 minutes, read it for 30 minutes, take notes, apply it that day, whatever that lesson was or whatever that tip, whatever that strategy, whatever that awareness I was teaching in that particular chapter, apply it to that day and notice the transformation that begins to get created. It's exciting. You know why? It's exciting that we get to do this. We actually get to transform our lives. You get to. I get to. And what a privilege. God gave us free will. We are not robots. We're not even the angels. The angels are robots. They have to worship. They have to be warriors. That is who they are. But we're not. We get to choose whatever we want to be, do, or have. We have free will to choose. What a gift. So what are you doing with that gift? Your free will. You get to choose.
And I think part of the magic is in getting folks to realize that they are the gift. You are the gift. We're all the same. I'm the girl next door. I just had the grand opportunity to discover what I was asked to do in this lifetime, and I chose to do it. And just like you talked about, life will give you clues, and you will take that inspired action, and as one thing grows upon another, it will begin to unfold until this grand picture has appeared. And so for folks out there, we go right back around to that piece that you talked about, where you talked about fear. Feel the fear, do it anyway.
Yeah.
Feel the fear, close your eyes, and keep walking. I remember there were so many nudges for me to write Now Boarding. I wrote a book called Now Boarding, Next Stop, Your Remarkable Life. And finally sat down, did it, got it published. And I have to tell you, when I received books and got my first book in my hand, the immediate fear was, oh my God, people are going to read it.
Yeah.
But I'm very happy to say is that we're 5 years down that road, and people love Now Boarding, and we have many other writing projects on the table. And so you've brought so much goodness to Nothing But Good News Radio today. We have about 2 minutes with our time left together today. Lisa, how would you like to spend that 2 minutes, and what would you like to share with the listening audience?
The most important piece from our conversation today is your self-view. How do you see yourself? Will you give yourself permission to be brilliant, to be amazing, to be who you really are, which is infinite possibility, creator, contribution? This is who you are. You are just like Candy G. You are just like me, Lisa Jimenez, and you've been given the tools now today. You've been given access. So give yourself permission to get present to your mission, your purpose, what lights you up. And then give yourself permission to obey that inspired action every day and just watch what you create and watch what you get to give back, because you were born to be blessed, to be a blessing to others. Thank you.
And thank you. And I will tell you, as you watch these things unfold, as Lisa says, what will happen is you will build belief. And as you build belief and your faith grows, you'll be able to see things get bigger and get bigger. It's extraordinary what I know can happen for you if you just listen to what Lisa said. Start tomorrow. Do the introspective piece. Lisa Jimenez, I want to thank you and your beautiful heart for being here on Nothing But Good News Radio. This show is recorded like always and will live in the archives. We are on every Monday and Thursday from 3 to 4 right here on The Biz, 880 AM. So what I'd like to tell you is, you know what I want you to do. Just get on out there and live life like you mean it. Bye for now.